You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa nearly 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date, but they are currently inspecting the bridge. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service. Otherwise, the closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. Governor Tony Evers was in La Crosse on Wednesday as part of his pothole patrol tour, which he has done each of the past 5 years to draw attention to his proposed budget's investments in infrastructure. La Crosse Mayor Shondell Washington Spivey, Wisconsin DOT Secretary Christina Boardman, and other officials joined Evers for the appearance. Evers proposed additional highway rehabilitation and local project funding on top of what's part of the base budget. Republicans in the legislature have cut Evers' proposals from the budget. A proposed fee increase could affect La Crosse property owners in a little over a month from now. The Stormwater Utility is proposing an increase of nearly $10 per month to help pay for operating costs and capital projects. A second proposal would then add a 22% fee increase for January 1st and annual 3% increases to account for inflation for the 3 years after that. The proposals will be considered by the Finance and Personnel Committee at its June 5th meeting. If they pass, they would go to the Common Council the week after. In La Crosse City Government, the Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee will go over plans for both of the La Crosse School District's capital projects tomorrow. The two projects are for adding on to the State Road Elementary School and the new elementary school at the Hogan Administrative Site. Next week, the Judiciary and Administrative Committee will take up rezoning ordinances to allow the district to begin work on the two projects. No other meetings are scheduled for the rest of this week. After passing the House, the Republican-backed omnibus budget bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Senator Ron Johnson predicts he and his Senate allies can halt President Trump's signature budget bill, demanding more aggressive action on spending cuts and deficit reduction. On CNN this week, Johnson said that we're mortgaging our children's future. He also said it's immoral and it has to stop. Johnson criticized the bill for increasing the deficit.
Some House Republicans also held out initially over concerns that the budget bill would add to the national deficit. Proposed changes to SNAP could impact grocery stores across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores.
Without the federal funding for programs like SNAP, it's expected that some grocery stores would be forced to close. The budget bill currently being considered in Congress would change environmental permitting for Wisconsin and other states. Large projects under the National Environmental Policy Act could pay a fee to streamline the process and also shield projects from litigation related to the NEPA. Thomas Hawkman from the Foundation for American Innovation said that the reforms may also make projects subject to political pressure.
If you let each administration determine what the cost is and also spend time determining what the cost should be, you could potentially see differences in treatment. So, you know, maybe a Republican administration drags their feet and puts out a really high cost for a wind project that's going through an environmental impact statement. Maybe a Democratic administration does the same for a pipeline that's going through an environmental impact statement.
Projects could still face lawsuits under other environmental laws, such as the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts. Wisconsin home sales are down over the past 2 months. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report, revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5% compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply indicative of a balanced market.
Home inventories have remained close to the statewide average here in the Cooley region. It's bear season, according to the Wisconsin DNR. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Black bears are actively searching for easy food sources as they come out of hibernation. Stay bear aware and secure your garbage, compost, and pet food indoors. You can either take down bird feeders or hang them up high where the bears can't get to them. Make sure your outdoor grills are clean or store them inside. Don't leave food or coolers in your vehicles and never approach a bear. If you give them space, they will likely move on in their search for an easy meal.
A new package of bills in Wisconsin aims to protect pollinators. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Among the introduced legislation is a proposal to designate June as Pollinator Awareness Month in the state. One would require state agencies and government entities to give preference to native plants. Another would add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides. And one would establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The rusty-patched bumblebee would also be named as the state native insect.
Another outstanding weather weekend is on tap for western Wisconsin. Today, the clouds will begin clearing out and highs will top out in the low to mid 70s. Then Friday through Monday, sunny skies will take over with highs well into the 80s. Temperatures will approach 90 on Monday before our next best chance of precipitation arrives Tuesday into Tuesday night, with highs staying in the 80s through most of next week regardless of any rain or storm chances. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last 2 games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm trying to give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stepping into the role of a hit movie character can probably be a bit overwhelming, especially if they are iconic Harry Potter characters. That's right, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint have been replaced. HBO's new Harry Potter series has cast Dominic McLaughlin to play Radcliffe's role of Harry Potter, Arabella Stanton replaces Watson in the role of Hermione Granger, and Rupert Grint will be replaced by Alistair Stout, who will play Ron Weasley. The show will premiere sometime in 2026. Speaking of Harry Potter, cast member Miriam Margolyes recently gave a not-so-encouraging health update after undergoing a heart procedure. The 84-year-old actress who portrayed Professor Pomona Sprout in the hit fantasy franchise says she does not have long to live. Margolyes says she still wants to work, but probably only has 5 or 6 years to live. I mean, not to sound heartless, but 84 years old with 5 or 6 years to live puts you at 90 and solidly in the bonus round. Just saying. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the 8th installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The 8th movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a 5th season. The show starring Gene Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for Season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the 5th season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for Season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm later in the afternoon with highs near 70 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight, comfortable with lows near 50. On Friday, sunny with highs near 80. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.